Hi, everyone. Welcome to the monthly bonus show brought to you by myself and Garrett Wines Earl. Hi, Garrett.
Hey, Scott.
Nice to see you. We're back. We're doing our little quickie show that we do every month, and we do it because you guys support us over there. Much appreciated.
Do we just start calling this the quickie so people like can giggle because we're all 5-year-olds at heart?
The WoW quickie. Yeah, the World of Warcraft quickie. No, that sounds wrong. How about
the instance quickie?
The instance quickie. the instance afternoon delight. Yes, that's right. Up to 30 minutes of quality content coming your way. Because you support us, and thanks for supporting us. For those of you who are getting this later, you still get this, but think how cool you'd be if you got it earlier, and you can find details over at theinstance.net. All right, let's dive right into it this week, month rather. It's still May. It's the last day of May, and here we are doing this, which is kind of roughly what we aim for. A lot of discussion on the show lately, certainly this month, has been around Classic, and I have a feeling that that will be true right up and... right up to release and certainly well after. I think Classic's going to be a big topic for a while when it comes to the instance and for all of us, both as hosts and players. So I thought it'd be cool today if we dug in a little bit deeper. Garrett and I have been discussing sort of what this month's show would be about or what we would talk about. And what we want to do is talk about it out of the context of what makes the most business sense for Blizzard. We don't care about that in this discussion. That's for other conversations to have. I don't, you know, what they want to do or what their ultimate goals are in terms of monetization of Classic or, you know, increasing subs because of it. We're going to forget about that. We're going to pretend we're in a vacuum where Classic just is a thing and it coexists with modern WoW and where we see it going. Because at some point it has to have a start and an end. The start is the release date in August. Is it August? September. When is it? Shit.
End of August. As late as they could have released it and still called it summer.
Good point. Oh, this annoys me. Whatever. I'm fine. I'm, like I keep saying on the show, I'm not that stoked for Classic, but I kind of am. Like launch, I am, because that's gonna be progress that stays and not wiped from some server like the beta is gonna be. So, you know, in some weird way, I'm actually getting amped for it, but I kind of want the thing to be just out. But anyway, here's the crux of this. Classic right now in the minds of gamers and Blizzard is vanilla. It's World of Warcraft as launched in 2004 in November up until, I don't know what patch they said, but I assume level 60, and they will fulfill the patch pattern that they did in phases, just like they did with the first game back all those years ago, and it will culminate in in-game content around Anchorage and some other stuff. Like you'll get to the end of 1. Whatever it was. I don't even remember. 3, 4, 1.4, whatever it was.
I don't either. But
I should know.
Yeah,
that,
yeah. This is a really fun place for me to kind of spend my WoW daydreaming. As of late, is kind of thinking about the future of this, and it's something that really excites me because WoW Classic is exciting for me personally because I didn't hit max level during vanilla. I spent over a year getting to level 42 on Hunter because I was an idiot. I had no idea how to play the game. Yeah. It took forever.
Yeah.
And so this is a chance for me to actually experience vanilla World of Warcraft endgame because BC was the first time I really experienced endgame and playing at max level. So there's a lot of nostalgia there as well. So I would be really excited for a BC and eventually a Wrath of the Lich King Classic because I just have so many fond memories of that content. I would like to go back and experience it. And time walking is cool, but it is not the same.
It's not the same, no. No. I mean, you're getting locations, you're getting bosses, you're getting, you know, encounter memories and stuff like that. It's not the same as being there at the time. So I would totally agree with that. But that brings up the big question. I also would like to see BC and Wrath specifically as part of the progression of Classic. However, when does Classic end? Like at some point, you're just catching up to everyone's nostalgia wall, whatever the limit is to their, you know, that they think of, back then, that's when WoW was what I loved was that time. But then, you know, for some people, that's going to be Mists of Pandaria. For other people, that's going to be Cataclysm. And other people, it's going to be whatever. So does Classic just go in perpetuity and it takes them, you know, 14 years of real time to get where we are today? But the real game, the main game has continued to progress its own 15 years of time into whatever it has become. And it's just this relative moving thing of 15 years, or is there a natural cutoff? Like, a lot of people want to say, well, End of Wrath, that's classic. Wrath, back to vanilla, that's what I call classic. That seems arbitrary. It's arbitrary because there's no real demarcation.
It is arbitrary. It's all opinion, right? And for me, it's like, I don't even care what I consider classic. It's just, what do I like? Because every game state of World of Warcraft that has existed has been relatively unique. We could probably have an entire, we could do a separate one of these, by the way, that's just about how similar it is to go back and play classic to today's WoW.
Yeah.
And, but say, vice versa, how different it is.
Right.
But yeah, like, I'm not a big Cataclysm fan. I would be fine skipping that, but you know what I loved? Mists of Pandaria.
Sure.
I would love to go back and replay Mists of Pandaria and go through all of that again.
Yeah.
So yeah, to me, why stop? If it's successful, if it's retaining subs, if it's gaining subs, why not just keep releasing classic states of old expansions? My pitch, the way I would like to see it happen, is that these, that we don't go on top of classic. That classic doesn't eventually become BC and that's it, classic's gone again.
Because
then we just end up with the same kind of longing and desire to have access to the original World of Warcraft that some of us have now,
right? Was going to be my big question here, because that's effectively, if we're just asking for a repeat of the pattern, vanilla became BC and then vanilla became Cata, or sorry, Wrath, and then vanilla became Cata, and you know, like, that vanilla just stopped being vanilla after it was no longer vanilla. And what you're saying is, well, I'll let you say it, but I have a feeling it's going to be similar to what I think about, you know, get these in a state where all of these are visitable almost in a tiered way. Like, if you just want to go back and check out vanilla, you can do that, but you can also progress through BC, which in the world will change what vanilla is, but you could go back to another server that's just vanilla again and play another character or whatever. Is that where you're thinking?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, we have different states of these games. Like, you, and maybe it's server, like, because at a certain point it'd be so many clients, right?
Right.
For me, on the outside looking in, for things to look clean, I think you need to set a limit at the client. So I think maybe classic becomes the launcher to play old versions of World of Warcraft, but then maybe I would divvy it up by server.
Yeah.
Like, when you log in, it's like, what servers would you like to see? And it's classic, BC, Wrath, and you click on them, and then you get the server list that's specific to that expansion, and it shows you your characters, and you move on your merry way.
Yeah. I think that would probably work. I like the idea of the starting point being classic itself, and then you could choose your version, maybe even down to the granular version of the expansion you're playing in. So if you're in BC and you want to play 2.3 in particular, you could do that, assuming it has already progressed past that point with the, you know, however they want to launch these. But, you know, being able to go back and say, really, I just want to go back and play 1.6. Having the ability to choose that and then have a character that can somehow be there. See, the problem is, you know, if you have a character that's well into his BC play, do you take that same dude back and his levels reset to 60 somehow? Like, that's where it starts to get really complicated. Because now you got a character who's supposed to go everywhere, and you kind of want him to. Like, back then, that's what you did.
I think they would have to let you copy your characters over, right?
Yeah, but back, like, but the backwards way? How would you do the backwards way? Would it just be the 60, the level 60 was you an image of him just still exists in vanilla, and you can go back to him anytime, and now it's copy.
Are you saying if I didn't start playing until BC and I leveled 1 to 70 in BC classic, but now I want to move my 70 to regular classic as a 60? Is that what you're
That's kind of what I'm saying, yeah. Because, well, in theory, though, you wouldn't be able to start in BC under the classic future. Okay, so that sounds weird, but in the future of what classic is for World of Warcraft, you'll have to play vanilla, ding 60, before you can touch whatever they decide to do with BC. And same would be anything moving forward from that. It wouldn't be the same as you being able to come in late after the BC launch in old, you know, in when you did do that, and then going back and experiencing old content as a BC character. You would have to level through vanilla in vanilla state to then jump to the changes that BC brought. Not just the new world or the portal, But like straight up, the expansion and its content and its changes are not available to you until you hit 60. And then you can copy a character up to 70 or 60 rather. And now
that would probably be how I would play it, right? Like right. If I was designing this and when we're not getting into the gutter of, well, I don't know how hard this is or is not to create and implement, yada, yada, yada. Let's right. just, you know, armchair design for fun. Right. Yeah. I think it would make more sense. Yeah. If it was just like, sorry, you must create your characters in classic. And
that seems like a bummer, right? Because what if all your nostalgia is for BC and not classic or not vanilla? You would rather start at 60.
Yeah, I
61.
Guess it's a really strong argument to, well, because I'm thinking Boost didn't exist. So even if you want the true BC experience, if you didn't already have a character you could move over, you would still have to level from level one.
Right.
But you're right. There were significant class changes to the 1 through 70 experience with Burning Crusade, with something like Wrath of the Lich King. So maybe you would rather level up with the way that they changed classes in those later expansions. So that's a really good point.
Right.
Just give me the option to copy my classic character, but also let me start new characters in these new BC Lich King classic states.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. I mean, those basically would be boosters. So maybe with every, in the way that they do it now, well, that's if you want to start at 60, because all of that content, remember, was 60 plus. Like, you couldn't start a level one in BC. Well, are you saying you'd want to start in BC's version of vanilla and work your way through up BC? Or are you saying boost me to 60 when I start?
I think there's a good argument for players that will want to do that.
Yeah.
Because Paladin, significantly more pleasant leveling experience in Burning Crusade versus in vanilla.
Yeah, that's true. Oh my gosh, that's true. I hadn't even thought about that. Yeah, like
right.
I kind of agree.
But if you and I start in classic day one, we're loving it, we get a character to 60, we're raiding and whatever, and then they announce Burning Crusade Classic is coming. It will be its own saved server state separate from classic, because we want you to still be able to play that content as is, and we're going to let you copy over your max level characters from WoW Classic to Burning Crusade Classic. I would be super down for that. And then Burning Crusade Classic comes out. You and I, we move our characters over. Maybe one of our friend comes in. They're like, oh, BC was great. I love BC. I don't care about Classic. They can just go and start a level one character in Burning Crusade, skip Classic entirely.
Okay, yeah. I'd be all right with that. I mean, they'd still have to level through Burning Crusade, though. Right, because there's no
yes
level
right. No character boost because they didn't exist and we're being true to the period.
Right, yeah, so, that and which I think is important for the players. Like, I'm not even talking from a company perspective. Obviously, from the company perspective, they do all sorts of weird stuff now with boosts and other stuff to accommodate a 120 level, you know, progression in the game. So. From a player standpoint, though, one that is interested in Classic, they would probably like it if somebody like it like they did back in the day. If you're playing Wrath of the Lich King, or let's say you got into World of Warcraft the day Wrath of the Lich King started, you went and started at zero. Well, I guess you could make a Death Knight. I didn't think about that at 52 or whatever it was. But
Death Knight was your, but that wasn't until Wrath.
Yeah. So, but let's assume that, let's say that's not even there in Wrath. Let's just for a minute pretend there's a world where there's no Death Knights in there yet. If you came along and it's Wrath of the Lich King classic time, I think you go back and start at zero. And you can choose that state. You know, I want to play in the Wrath of the Lich King state of the game. But just like in OA, you'd have to start at zero. And you'd have to start in the Barrens or in freaking, wherever the humans are, I forget. What's the name of it? What's the starting zone?
Elwynn Forest.
Elwynn Forest. Yeah, like you just have to go do like we did in 08 if you had to make an alt or something.
Yeah. Again, if you're new, I really do think they would have to offer some sort of character copying mechanic for folks that have already hit max level in the previous version of Classic.
Right. And they could still, if they wanted to really go through the old school way, start at Classic, do BC as if it was new, then do Lich King as if it was new. They could do all of that by stating it when those new things would come out, by saying, all right, I now want to copy my character up to the new state of the full game, which is, you know, BC. And then I want to do that when Wrath comes out. So now I'm playing in the Wrath space in world. So if I make any alts, I got to make them in Wrath time, or I choose, I guess. But as long as I've got like a level something in the Wrath space, I should be able to go make a level one in the Wrath space and not have, you know, not be forced to go back to 1.0. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely where I'd prefer to level my paladin, because way, way, way easier in Wrath.
Yeah, like a lot easier. But then, see, now you say, oh, that's easier than when I had to do an actual Wrath. Does that diminish this whole point of Classic existing? Because
no.
Isn't the whole idea that you're stuck in this one era and you never get out of it?
Well, yeah. Yeah, basically. Especially, like, because for me, the type of WoW player I am, I've always pretty much been focused on endgame.
Yeah.
So I would love to go and raid Classic. I'd love to go and raid BC. I'd love to go and raid Wrath of the Lich King and have it be as challenging as it was at the time with the exact same kits for the classes at the time. Mm. So that's why I want Classic BC, but I don't want it to override Vanilla Classic.
Yeah.
I want Wrath Classic, but I don't want it to override BC Classic. I don't want it to override Vanilla Classic.
Right. These should all be.
I would like all of these game states to exist in their own way, but also as someone who's planning to have at least one max level character in Classic, I think you'd need to be able to move a character over, but I would like to keep the characters around because I still want to go back to Classic. I still want to go back to BC. I still want to go back to Wrath, you know, if we're moving up through the expansions.
Yeah, it's going to have to be some kind of toggle, like independent of characters. And it gets complicated when you start talking about, I don't know, like if you took that level 60 of yours through, you've toggled it on to say, yes, I'm going to go to Wrath or I'm going to go to BC. So they copy you or whatever they do, but now you're progressing forward through BC. Now you got gear and systems and things that don't exist in vanilla. And so if you want to go back to vanilla, what do? Go back to a previous 60 level version of that thing before you toggle on BC? Like, it gets complicated.
I see it as a copy. Because you know it's something that's just in my brain because we've seen it in PTRs before where they let you copy over a character from the live game to go test it on the PTR. Hmm. So there's just two instances of the same character. One is stuck in Classic. One is now in BC and can go up to 70.
I just have to think that at some point Blizzard has to say, well, again, this is me getting there in their heads, and I'm trying not to do that, but I worry I don't think that the game just goes in perpetuity and every new expansion or every old expansion is reintroduced in some timely fashion. Like, maybe the answer is if Classic does well for them, they could very quickly just drop in those other states quickly, not have to wait multiple years. Like, just go, BC and Wrath are ready. Plunk. There they are. Go for it if you want. Copy your characters up or not. But there it is, and we think Classic ends at Wrath, and they could just call it good, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, now we are getting into kind of the business head game, right? Because if I were them, I would, say it's a success. It's probably a success in retention, in more subs sticking around for longer periods of time, and spreading things out just seems like a better strategy.
Oh, that's a good point, because, the whole idea, if you're retaining subs, the idea is keep them on the hook for time, because time is the sub. So dropping them all at once is probably a bad idea because then there's nothing to look forward to. I mean,
maybe a little bit of a weird analogy, but it's the conversation to be having, between the Netflix model of dump all the episodes at once or traditional week to week.
Yeah. And I feel like, of those two, what do you prefer? I prefer binging and having them all at once. I don't want to wait, but how do you feel about it? Because HBO, Hulu, and I'm trying to think of another original where they go week to week, like Showtime, I guess. Those are the traditional models of wait every Wednesday or wait every Sunday to get your favorite episode or whatever. And Netflix and Amazon Prime have opted for this, like, boom, drop it all at once. Here's all 12 episodes. Enjoy. I think I prefer that. But I don't think I'm probably not. There's probably people who like to wait. Did you like to wait for Game of Thrones every week as it was coming out?
That's a tough one because the appointment viewing and water cooler talk was pretty fun.
Yeah.
Um, albeit exhausting, especially with the final season, because y'all have way too strong opinions about some things. But
oh my gosh, rough. We need some space on that.
Yeah, I'm definitely of. It kind of just depends on the show and my current schedule. So I don't, you know, if I really, really like the show, it doesn't matter. I'll put up with it. And if it's kind of whatever, I'll just wait until I can binge it.
I just like this idea that it's there if I want it, when I want it, whenever.
Yeah. Like, I really love Riverdale, but I just wait till it's on Netflix so I can just.
So you can binge it.
Burn through it. Yeah, as a matter of fact, season 3 just showed up. Guess what? We just started watching again.
Dude, that show was made for you, by the way, Riverdale.
It shouldn't be. I feel like I should hate it because it's like high school drama, like crazy. Everyone's way too sexy.
Yeah.
But damn it. It's so well made. Yeah. The cinematography is gorgeous.
It's weird how good it is. Comics also very good. The Riverdale spinoff stuff they do that's like not mainline Archie. It's
fascinating. Yeah. But you know, it's not a perfect analogy, obviously, because this is a, you know, if BC and Wrath dropped at the same time, that's something that I think a lot of us would, it's a choice at that point. You know, all of the episodes of The Punisher don't come down and you go, well, I think I'll start at episode 8. Nobody does that. You start at 1 and you go through. If 2 expansions dropped on the same day, you sit there going, well, shoot, what one do I want to play?
Yeah. No, that's a good point. That's very different. That's a total different, makes it completely different than the TV analogy. Because the TV analogy, you need it in the context and in the linearity it was intended to be. We needed that in our first playthrough of World of Warcraft, but this second classic model very well could be me wanting to start in Wrath of the Lich King. In fact, it very much kind of does. That's the expansion I would rather start in than vanilla. But, you know, clearly I'm not going to get that, but. I might get that if they get around to it. They get around to doing Wrath and they go, hey, did you know you can just sneak in here now, make a character now, and just play the way that Wrath of the Lich King played? That's more my jam.
Yeah, I find it pretty unlikely, though. I would bet that if they had these things, they're like, oh, you know what? It'd be really nice to deploy these in downtime during for the live game or for the modern game and not overload players.
What was your first? You know, what was your first raid? By the way, so you came in during BC. So where'd you first raid?
It would have been Magtheridan.
Oh, same with me. That's crazy.
Yeah, Magtheridan, and then very, very quickly into Karazhan.
Did you do Gruul up north?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gruul was. I feel like I went Mag, Kara, Gruul.
Okay, that's about right. I did Karazhan way late, but I did. Because that attunement stuff, I was never up to the task. Not very well anyway, but for the smaller stuff.
I remember completing my Kara attunement while on vacation in Key West.
Oh, man.
I was on my laptop because I couldn't drink yet. So I would just, at night, there was nothing to do because the pool was closed.
Yeah.
So I would just hang out on my laptop doing my Karazhan attunement.
I can't find any fault in that. I think that's fine. I would have done that as well, but my first taste of real raiding was either someone going through old stuff in vanilla at the BC level, and I would go with them and do some 40 man thing. Like, I think Anixia was mixed in there somewhere, but it was older content by that time because we were doing new stuff. So my newest raid was Magtheridan, and it was this hell of an experience. But this idea of grinding up through vanilla and getting ready to do, you know, proper, I can't think of the damn thing. The first raid, the raid in vanilla, the one with all the fire in there. Fireland, not Firelands.
Molten Core.
The Molten Core. Jeez Louises. I was about to say, what's his name's ultimate in Overwatch, and I couldn't think of the damn thing. Molten Core. Anyway. I did Molten Core again when they did that weird Warlords Molten Core.
Oh, we all did, thing. Man.
And I hated it. It was really bad. So I don't know if I'm that excited about vanilla raiding. You know, vanilla dungeons, yes, very excited. Vanilla dungeons, I always had a good time with. I love a 5-man dungeon. And they were harder than, more coordinated. Like, that sounds like fun with my friends. All have to meet at the stone. There's no LFR. There's none of this stuff. But having to wait around for a 40-man piece of content, freaking F off, dude. That sounds terrible. And it wasn't good. It was bad content. It was just moved from trash to trash. I don't know. It was just bad.
It was literally the first raid they ever made.
Yeah.
I mean, they were figuring stuff out. It was very different at the time, you know, compared to everything else that was in the game. And the other thing, too, about Classic that I'm excited for, it kind of came to my realization recently, was that, you know, it's going to be pretty hard for me to probably do 40-man content. Mm-hmm. But, you know, some of those late-game 5-mans were hard as hell.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to have a great time going through shit like Strathholm. I can't wait.
Yeah, that stuff's good. I'm pretty excited about that. Even dumb early stuff, dungeons are exciting to me. So I feel like that'll be a good time. Overall, though, Classic is... it's going to matter to me more when it's actually out and it's a thing that I can count on being there and any work I put into it will stay. You know, in the same way that GURP all these years later is still rocking it, whatever character I remake in Classic will persist. And that's meaningful to me. So my problems right now are more beta problems than anything. Also, I have a little bit of a time problem, but we'll see. We'll see how much time I can put into it. Maybe the first raid I'll get in is Magtheridon again because I'll be so busy. I don't know. but that, ladies and gentlemen, is our time. We'll see you next month.